Yeah, no, get through it. Get through the session. You had a good, really good session Wednesday. So we'll see how he goes today, and if he gets through it, he'll suit up, but obviously on reduced minutes.
How many minutes is realistic? Like, what sort of figure you're thinking about at the moment?
I'll have to see medical staff before I can publicly say that, so, yeah, I'll find out.
Getting him back in, just what does it do for everyone?
Yeah, well, you get your captain back, you know, you get your leader back on the court, and obviously it'll be a minimum role from what he's used to until he gets back into the timing and the swing, and, you know, he hasn't played any court time with Miles out there, so that'll be a point that we want to tick off and, you know, see how he's going. He's done a great recovery, and we want him firing in a couple of weeks' time for the playoffs, so it's treating him, building him up towards that.
So is your plan to get him back to be able to start for the playoffs, or is it too hard to get him
as he goes past, not showing him nugging his head?
Is it too short-term a timeline to get him in a physical condition to be able to do that now?
I think there's a lot of water on the bridge to go for that. So what I will do is put the five guys that play the best together. So whoever that is, I don't know. And game by game, it changes.
So how's Mitch impressed you in the role then?
Yeah, he's done a great job. Done a really good job. I thought his defence last week on Casper was first class, and he was getting in the room. Probably the last three, four games have been really good for him.
So is it his starting spot to lose in that case at the moment? Given if he's going really well, if he performs at the level he's at, do you feel like that means you have to stick to him?
If he performs at the level he's currently at, there, no need to change. Why would you change?
And Damo's happy, I mean, coming off the bench and doing whatever he can to win another title.
Yeah, well, it's a tag team. You've got two great defenders that can go out there and tag, you know, a marked player like a Sobey or a Casper or, you know, whoever you play. So it's good to have those 1-2 punch.
He poses a problem, doesn't he, for most teams. I mean, he's probably behind Bryce, second best player in the competition. What have you got in store for him? Is Tirico up to taking on him, or is it more of a Nick Kay?
They play him in the three and sometimes in the four and the five, so they go a little bit small ball too. So, yeah, look, he's a quality player. He'll certainly be on our whiteboard before the game to make sure we're covering off certain areas of his game, and we'll give him different looks.
Does the result tonight change their approach to Sunday's game, win or lose, do you think? And does that come into people's minds?
Oh, look, I haven't really thought about what they think. I'm just worried about ourselves. So.
You're a ripping, Nick. What have you seen different from now compared to the start of the first half of the year with them?
Who are you talking about?
Brisbane.
Oh, look, they're playing a little bit more in their roles. They were playing a lot small ball the start of the year, and then they've gone bigger with Magnay in the four and Hodgson in the five and obviously Patterson in the three. So a little bit more stable of what they're doing. I think the last five, six games are the same starters all the way through and getting their roles off the bench with Singler and everybody Kadee. So probably a little bit stable than they were at the early in the year.
Is Miles okay? He just walked out of the toilet and he had a bit of a bandage on the knee. Is there any dramas there?
No, he practiced fully on Wednesday and practiced fully today.
Just one last one on Damo, Trev. If he doesn't get up for Sunday's game, are you worried about the short turnaround in the lead up to the finals?
Probably not the short turnaround because there's a fever break. It's, you know, Damo hadn't been on court for, what, 4 or 5 weeks. Yeah. He was here on Wednesday and it looked like he hadn't left. You know, his timing was there, his rhythm was there, and you know, that's a veteran that's been around and know how to get up for the game. So more worried about getting him rhythm with the rest of his teammates than his health.
You've had such a busy schedule throughout the year, and a couple of games where you had a bit of an extended break, like 6-7 days, were the games where you didn't come out and play very well at home. Have you spoken about that? I think there was the Cairns game earlier in the year where you just sort of stumbled through it. Have you spoken about maybe that long delay that's probably not suited to you?
Yeah, our starts have been a bit of an issue. Last week we gave a 0-9 start to Sydney. You know, you can't do that and bounce back. It's, you know, you certainly want to come out and, you know, using a boxing analogy, to get the first couple of punches in instead of taking a hit. So we did that to Sydney, Brisbane up there. I think it was 14-4 at the start of the game. So our starts are something that we've got to take care of.
And this team probably likes to be consistently playing, as much as they don't want to be on the road so much. Have you wooed back or toughened up training a little bit in recent weeks, seeing as though you've had a bit of a break?
Yeah, no, we just make sure the guys this time of the year, everyone's got a little bit of niggle, so we just clean that up, and we've had a good practice on Wednesday and good practice today, and we'll go from there.